So I'm here in Yogyakarta. It's the 29 December 2007. There is the Yogyakarta Biennale opening, and here in Kampingan I met the Cyclone Circus, an amazing initiative by a group of people from all over the world traveling by bike. I'm here with Rafael, sitting in a strange car without wheels. And Rafael, how would you introduce yourself then?
Well, my name is Rafael Cataldo, and I've been traveling in the circus for 3 years now. Now we stay in Kampingan in Yogyakarta in Indonesia for a few months to try to make some collaboration with people and to take a break from traveling.
The traveling has been pretty long then, 3 years. And during these 3 years you went by bike, basically.
We've traveled by bicycle, we've also had to use train, boat, and we've also hitchhiked for parts of it.
Wow. And the spirit that drive you through this long trip was the circus spirit. A circus spirit that made you actually invent clown gigs. And I just saw your play, and it's in the documentation of this interview as well.
Yeah, basically we like to entertain people. For me it's a good way to meet people, for, you know, to make them happy. And they want to, you give them some joy or entertainment, and they want to give you something back, like a place to stay, or food, or just friendship.
Hospitality.
Yeah, but also just people, if we make a show and people want to bring us other place to make a show or show us around, take us around, it's a really nice way to interact with people.
So, but you're being pretty modest now, because behind your act there is also a strong statement that you're traveling by bike, you're not using oil. And also in your show you address the problem of plastic and of recycling.
Yeah, well, like, how much we talk about politics in our show can depend on where we are also, because now we are in Indonesia, and they have a very open mind towards political things now that Suharto is no longer in power. But for instance, somewhere like China, it becomes more difficult to talk about politics with people because the police situation there is very difficult. We like to travel by bicycles because many reasons. One of them is because you can just make people think differently about what's possible. I think most people don't believe that you can go anywhere by bicycle, like even 5 kilometers to work or something. So if they see that you go by bicycle across the world, maybe it opens their mind to that. Also, to making show, if we make a performance, it's something most people haven't seen, so it can sort of open their mind to strange things people can do, just, which is one of the nice things about traveling by bicycle also, is that you end up in lots of places where nobody else goes. For instance, if we were making a circus show and traveling by, I don't know, by bus or car or airplane, maybe we'd just end up in the big city, and maybe we'd have contacts before we go. But we travel by bicycle, so we pass through all these small towns and villages, and of course we make shows there so we can meet people, and also so we can perform. And many times there are people who've never seen anything like that, even in Europe. You know, if you end up in some small town in South Italy, they never saw anything like that. Maybe they respond in a weird way. Or also we stay in China or Mongolia, where no foreigners go, in the countryside, in the steppe, in the mountain, and they've never talked to a foreigner, before. Maybe they've seen them on TV, so all of a sudden there's some foreigners performing for their enjoyment, and after we can talk to them, it's like really...
Yeah, you're pretty sensible about this contact. Even the show you did here in Yogyakarta was in Bahasa, in Indonesian Bahasa language.
Yeah, we try to learn the language. I mean, it's pretty important if you travel by bicycle, because you're often somewhere where nobody can speak English, for example. So you have to be able to speak some of their language. And, of course, we want to be able to talk with people, so we have to learn the language.
A more personal question, then. How do you relate to your generation? By doing this, you're doing something pretty unique. I would define it even brave, and you're really living your artwork on your own life, on yourself. Mm. How do you relate with your generation then?
Sometimes I think we don't relate with our generation very much. To me, one strange thing is to stay outside of my country and my culture is I don't know what happens, what's new in America, what's new in Europe, what the trend is, what the... like popular music is, or what kind of music is coming up from the underground, or artwork. I become really separated from that, because for the last year I've spent most of my time like in the countryside of Mongolia, China, you know, Laos. We spent 2 months in Laos. Like, my big feeling about my generation is I feel totally disconnected from it, especially like, for example, with like things like MySpace or Facebook and this whole internet world, which we use a lot because it's an easy way to communicate with the outside world. But I don't find myself using it to the same extent that I know my friends from America or Europe. They're really plugged into the internet and technology. For me, I don't even have an MP3 player, an iPod, no laptop, things like that.
You have amazing instruments.
Yeah, even the music we play is from like the 1930s, like old jazz. The newest thing we play is maybe something from Dizzy Gillespie or John Coltrane, you know? I'm not John Coltrane, like Charlie Parker. We play a Charlie Parker song from like 1958 or something, you know? It's like long ago.
Yeah,
or like gypsy music, that's like traditional form of music, you know?
You play a lot of gypsy music, I reckon. That's really nice.
Yeah. For me, I know these are things, like, I know gypsy music is becoming really popular in the U.S. and in Europe, but, like, I don't feel a connection with the people doing that because I don't see them, I don't meet them. It's I'd have to say that traveling, actually, if you stay a long time traveling, you become disconnected from your roots.
So, but then maybe there is one more mission for you, that where you come from needs also a trip by bike, and you can carry back some stories.
Yeah.
Would you feel like doing that?
Yeah, I go to America again now. In March, I will go back to America. And three of my friends, two from America and one from Argentina, they also go to America. The three of them are planning to do a tour like this, where they do presentation. Myself, I just want to go see my family, you know, and see my friends there and try to get a new perspective on my country. And of course, talk with people and perform with people when I can. Yeah, I'm really curious at what my perspective will be on my country after spending so long out of it, not just in Europe, but 2 years now in Asia, 1 year in Southeast Asia. And I don't know, like, you know, just even something like, I don't know, there's so many differences that I've totally acclimated to now here that when I go back, I don't know what I'll think.
Well, I hope your hometown will treat you well, and I'm sure you carry a big richness with you. So, thank you for this interview, Rafael.
No problem.
All the best.
Sama-sama.
Sama-sama.